Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Unfortunately, you know, I have common sense. No, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. Boy, that was all. Unfortunately, I came across people who have, the perception is on my part, on them, is they don't have common sense. I came across people I consider really crazy, deranged, mentally insane. I don't know why I attracted these type of people to me. Now, I'm going to repeat. While most people with diagnosis are not dangerous, they're not, most. There are few who are. I came across a few who are really sick, deranged, and dangerous. There are some dangerous people in the society who have not gotten help with their mental illness or their problems in minding their business. They need to see a psychiatrist or a prison would greatly help them. I am very much aware of other people's boundaries and concerns. I'm very much aware, like most people, unfortunately, I came across people who are not. And these people directed their illness or their criminal sociopathy or psychopathy toward me. In this show, I decided I'm going to talk about this as a series, the sick, the deranged, and dangerous, what they have said to me. Also, I'm going to talk about famous people who exhibit those qualities as well. One certain person, Donald John Trump. But before I get to that, let me start with my own issues. Then I go nationwide, United States. You know, I don't like when people who exhibit antisocial qualities, who should be locked up in prison, a state penitentiary, or locked facility, diagnosing me. They said I have Asperger's disease, disorder. I do not. First of all, you know, I think they're crazy. They're deranged. They're deranged because they're idiot. Leave it to an expert. I do not have Asperger's diagnosis. I don't like being diagnosed by crazy people. These people have done other things that I will talk about that I consider crazy. Okay, first of all, I don't have no Asperger's disorder. I never was diagnosed with that, and that is, that's false. That's an idiot. First of all, these people are not experts on psychology. They should leave it to a PsyD or PhD, and they would not be diagnosing other people. Asperger's disorder, I know what it is. I don't have that. So I don't like when somebody say things that they don't know anything about. Just like, you know, they made up stories, you know, they don't know what, you know, they think that me going to, you know, trying to make it in Hollywood is a delusion of grandeur. I think that's an idiot, too. There's no delusions of grandeur. This is near Hollywood. There are millions of artists all over. You know, calling me Asperger's disease is such a falsehood, is a sign of an idiot, someone who's not educated in the field of clinical psychology, and I do not want to be diagnosed by an idiot. So they need to stop their deranged nonsense. Just like I don't want to be, I don't have no delusions of grandeur. That's another sign of an idiot, a low IQ, a deranged, crazy person. This is near Hollywood, okay? This is near Hollywood, and there's millions of artists. This is one of the main entertainment capitals in the world. Not just in Hollywood or West Hollywood, but also in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, also in the city of Los Angeles. They have record companies and down there, Burbank, the San Fernando Valley, a lot, tons of artists. Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks, you name it. They have lots of artists. So when you say that I have delusions of grandeur, this person must be living in, he acts like he's living in Kentucky. He needs to seek, perhaps he needs to see a psychiatrist if he doesn't think this is an entertainment place. Also, I have my music all over the place. You know, it's released to the world, and I'm trying to get to the next level. There are people my age, millions, who are trying to do it. There are people, singers, songwriters, and other artists, actors, and so on, who are trying to get that big break. Some of them have been doing it for years out here and still waiting for that break. Several decades, still waiting for that break. So don't you call me delusional, Grandin, when you are not able to understand reality. I don't think this person is, I think this person is crazy. I think this person don't understand what they're saying. Their IQ is lower than my shoe size. What their IQ? 60. Either they're nearly retarded or they're deranged and dangerous. They got to be deranged and dangerous coming over here saying things and I don't even know them. Again, that's a crazy person. These are crazy people saying I got delusional grandeur. He don't even know what it is. Delusional grandeur is when you're really diagnosed with somebody who's really doing something that's way extreme or out of touch with the environment that they live in. I'm not out of touch with what I'm doing. There are lots of artists doing it. There are people my age making music out here. This is near Hollywood. This is Hollywood. It's still not just in Hollywood, but around the suburb too. So you need to take your low IQ or deranged nonsense somewhere else. I don't know you. I mean, when I say that, you know, I'm talking about this person. I don't know them. I don't know why they would say that. First of all, they're a stranger, and they don't even know me, saying things that don't pertain to reality. What, they never seen a musician or artist? I got videos all over the world. My music is with a major licensing organization, BMI, ASCAP. I'm in the Hollywood business. What are you talking about? There's no delusion of grandeur. The truth is you got your IQ is lower than my shoe size. You must be mentally retarded. You need to go see a psychiatrist or get locked in the facility to get you on some medication to understand reality. You're deranged. You don't understand what reality is. And when I say you, I'm talking about this person. That's what I mean. So when he say delusion of grandeur, he needs to be locked up in a mental hospital. There's millions of artists out here, very liberal, millions of liberals out here, thank God, but millions of artists, millions of celebrities. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? This person is deranged because his IQ is lower than my shoe size and saying something he don't understand about, and he's deranged because he can't. He's talking to me who's a stranger. I don't even know him. He don't know what delusion of grandeur is. Leave it to an expert. But he won't. He kept saying it for years. He must be out of touch with reality. He's deranged, sick, and dangerous. Coming over here harassing me and saying things that don't pertain to reality. He need to stop coming over here. He need to stop coming over here. Just like he said, Asperger's disease. You're an idiot. Leave it to an expert. I don't have Asperger syndrome. Okay, the other ones. lies about my mental health. When I do these episodes, I am tired of these same low IQ deranged strangers or crazy people who live in an area who think they're living in Kentucky, okay? This is not Kentucky. This is a very liberal area. They're Democrats. If you don't like it, I have someone who's a compassionate conservative. I don't know why he's coming over here because I don't believe in none of that shit. He's homophobic. He's racist. All that stuff. He needs to stop. He needs to stop. I'm very liberal. I'm very open to people regardless of beliefs, but they're racist, homophobes and stuff, and they come over here with, they need to stop. I'm always going to be liberal. This is a very liberal area. Why are they living here? Go find some other person that believes like them. I'm sure there are. I respect people of all political affiliations, but don't put your, you know, when you say a compassion, oh, he's a full of shit. He believed in homophobia, racism, and all that stuff. And, you know, in this society, regardless of where you live, even if you were living in Kentucky, you don't want to be a racist in America right now. I consider you deranged and out of touch reality. You need to know where you're living and who you're dealing with. But when somebody, you know, again, I don't want to deal with crazy people. A stranger calling me delusional greater don't even know what it is. There's no delusional greater when the music is released to the world. There's no delusional greater when I have a little record company, indie record company. There's no delusional greater when there's lots of artists like me who are doing the same thing in this, not only where I live, but near Hollywood. There's no delusional greater when this man don't understand what it is and whose IQ is probably retarded or he's deranged and dangerous coming over here saying things about me and he don't even know me, and that in itself is deranged. As I said before, don't go near strangers who you don't know and say things that are crazy. You can get locked. These people need to get locked up. Also, if I have somebody who I knew and I haven't seen them in years and they come all of a sudden out of the shadows after so many years, then they got to be crazy. If I don't know person or anybody, you know, this is common sense. If you don't know me, why are you coming near me? I don't care what my skin tone or what I look like. You got to be deranged and dangerous and sick if you come near me and you don't know me. You don't know me. You are not my acquaintance. You are not my friend. Why are you coming over here? Don't come over here. You don't go near strangers. You don't go up to strangers and make silly say crazy things about somebody you don't know. I don't care if they look like you, or if you're attracted to somebody, you talk to them directly. You get to know them directly. You don't go and harass or target somebody you don't know. You got to be really deranged and insane. You need to go to get locked up in a facility. I don't go up to strangers, black, white, or brown, who I don't know, and just start targeting them. Just like I said before, the crazy person who's expecting, I'm doing this for nothing. Doing this for nothing. What are you talking about? I don't even know you. What? Doing this for nothing? What? You got some ulterior motives against me? It sounds like it. What? And you don't know me? Well, you're a criminal? You're a dangerous criminal, huh? You need to be locked up in the state penitentiary. I don't have nothing for you. What? My little condom? What? What do you want? My music? You're sick. Again, they are sick and deranged, dangerous people that I came across, and I don't want them around me. Like I mentioned, my home is supposed to be off limits. 99.9% of the people on this planet know that. And I believe these people have violated my constitutional rights by looking inside, making excuses to look in my home, saying it's not a crime. What do you mean it's not a crime to peep in my home? You got to be deranged. You're sick. You're criminal. You got to be locked up in prison. You're going to get caught. I wonder why you haven't been locked up already, saying things that goes against the law, antisocial. You belong in a locked institution to say something that's criminal. There is no excuse to peep or to violate someone's boundaries. There is no excuse whatsoever. There is no excuse. Here's another one. Oh, the anger that keeps talking about a supervisor or something. I'm not interested in no supervising, no mental health center. They're crazy. They were saying that because I worked a little bit in mental health. I think they need to seek a psychiatrist. Go to some other therapist. I didn't come out here to Los Angeles to be no therapist, and I'm never going to be no mental health therapist. You need to stop saying things that don't pertain to reality. Obsession. But I believe you won't because you're too sick and deranged and dangerous. Then they said they were contacting my school. Contacting my school? I don't know if they, that's a bunch of lies. If they contacted my school to try, because they don't want me to be a lawyer, they said I should be doing something else or I should be working at a regular job or something. That is insane. That's sick. That's criminal. Violate confidentiality to get what you want because you don't want me to be a lawyer. You don't want me to be a musician. You don't want me to be successful, do you? You're a psychopath, dangerous piece of trash. You really are evil. You're going to get caught. You're dangerous. You're sick. You're evil. You're not going to get what you want. You're going to be locked up in a state penitentiary or a locked facility. You're deranged and dangerous. You don't call no fucking college to try to prevent me from, yeah, they said they call colleges to prevent me from being successful because they don't like me trying to be a lawyer. That doesn't make sense, does it? That's insane. That's deranged. Why haven't the police and the psychiatrists locked this trash up? I'm sorry for calling them trash, but what they said and did to me was so evil and so their illness is so acute and beyond and so horrific what I experienced with these people. I have no other choice what to call them. They should have stayed with a psychiatrist, a locked facility or prison is best for them. You got to stay in touch with reality. You know, now I'm going to get to the person that I consider the most evil, Donald John Trump. He said that it was voter fraud and, you know what, and dogs can fly. Donald Trump is a mentally ill person. He got some schizophrenia, delusions. It was no voter fraud, and people still believe it. They all are conned and must be too low IQ to understand reality. Donald Trump is a mentally deranged person who got lucky because simply he got charisma. He's deranged and dangerous. He caused that insurrection January 6th. He's an example of someone sick, deranged, and dangerous, and he's famous and got a lot of money. He's deranged and sick and dangerous. Donald John Trump. And I'll say it again. Donald John Trump got some schizophrenia or delusions. There was no voter fraud. The election was not rigged. And people believe it anyway. He did call the insurrection. He put those people, those congressmen, Bo, Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, he put them all in danger, and people still believe it's Antifa. There was no Antifa. There's no proof of Antifa. Those Republicans and all of them are extremists and low IQ idiots. You're low IQ idiot. Donald John Trump is an insane person. And that's all I have to say on that topic. So that's the famous person. He's got a mental health disorder. He's dangerous. He should not be running for president. He should be in a locked facility, but he won't because he's famous and a billionaire. Isn't that sad? That is the truth. Isn't that the truth? People don't want to admit it. I don't know why people can't accept reality. Facades in this society. There's too many facades in this society. I'm tired of these lies. These fucking lies. Lie, lie, lie. He's sick and deranged. He should be in locked facility. Donald John Trump is a mentally deranged lunatic who should have never ran for president and been elected. But I know millions of people will be against me. I don't give a damn. And the last one, all this stuff that I said about the people near me, it is true. I mean, I decided to do this series because I got tired of listening to crazy people in my neighborhood who say crazy things like, who lies that, oh, I don't own a home, delusion, or who can't mind their business, I'm a stranger, who don't know how to deal with strangers, me, they don't even know me, and they target me and say lies about me, and the perpetual allegation about peeping in my home or concern about me. There's no concern about me or my mental health. There's no emergency. There's no emergency. These people are crazy. They belong in the state penitentiary because they can't respect me. You don't look at someone's skin color or make an assessment because I'm unique or whatever it is and come into my life and make assessments. You mind your business. You respect my boundaries. I say these with allegations. I know when they listen to this, they say, oh, I'm too cool. I don't know how idiot they are. They say, oh, Dub Knight is so not well. Dub Knight is out of bounds. I'm not out of bounds. I'm telling it like it is. I'm sick of it. You respect my boundaries. No one trespass. They made up stories that I was in South Los Angeles. They made up stories that I was a criminal. They targeted me with these delusions of grandeur. There's no delusion of grandeur. I said that in the first series, sick, deranged, and dangerous. A reason why they're dangerous, they keep coming around, following me around, trying to press my buttons. Oh, here's the last one. They think I'm a... Oh, they're trying to put me in the hospital. Oh, a locked facility. You know I'm too high functioning. I'm too in control of my life. I will never be in a locked facility. They said it 35 years ago. What's next? Wait for the ice age. I never been in a hospital in since I've been in L.A. and before I came to L.A. Well, what are they talking about? Before I came, I was on the, What are they talking about? They need to be locked up. They're dangerous, these sick people. These sick people need to be locked up. They're too dangerous. And I'm doing the next series, the Sick and Deranged and Dangerous Part 3. There's going to be more people that I'm going to target. I'm going to mention other things they said to me, around me, the gossiping, the defamation, as well as perhaps people in the public eye. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.